Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily, a new podcast bringing you the latest in Apple news and the top 9 to 5 Mac stories every Monday through Friday. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Today on 9 to 5 Mac Daily, we've got CES HomeKit announcements, a possible HomePod launch date, iPhone SE 2 rumors, and important iOS security updates. My colleague Michael Stieber is on location in Las Vegas this week covering the annual Consumer Electronics Show where new products are unveiled before they're released. His take on CES 2018 is that HomeKit is dominating Apple-related accessories. Some of the more interesting HomeKit products we've seen come out of CES so far include a new button controller and room temperature sensors with an e-ink display from Elgato, a do-it-yourself HomeKit security system from Abode, an eight-sided HomeKit button from Nanoleaf for setting scenes with light panels and other HomeKit accessories, and Belkin has finally shared pricing for its Lumo Bridge that adds HomeKit support to its smart bulbs and outlets. The Bridge will sell for $39.99 and ship next week, with pre-orders available online starting today. Belkin originally announced Lumo Bridge last May, but missed its target ship date of fall 2017. We've even seen First Alert, the makers of HomeKit-compatible smoke alarms, introduce a new product called Safe and Sound, which is a HomeKit smoke alarm that doubles as an AirPlay 2 speaker on your ceiling. That means that you can tell Siri to play The Roof is on Fire from your hallway smoke alarm when AirPlay 2 becomes available later this year. First Alert hasn't shared pricing and availability yet, but Safe and Sound is expected to ship in April for around $250. If that's true, you might be better served with spending an extra $100 and buying the HomePod, which should be out around the same time. A new analyst note from GBH Insights predicts Apple's first smart speaker will launch in the next 4 to 6 weeks. HomePod was supposed to ship in December, but Apple delayed its release until sometime in early 2018, which could mean as late as April. For fans of Apple's small-screened iPhones, there's a new rumor making the rounds that claims the next-generation iPhone SE will switch to a glass back like iPhone 8 and iPhone X. The 4-inch iPhone SE currently features the same aluminum back with small glass panels as the iPhone 5, but moving to an all-glass back would be needed to add wireless charging. The change might also help the updated iPhone SE appear newer, 2 years after the original debuted with a classic design borrowed from the iPhone 5, which was introduced in 2012. The new iPhone SE is expected to be released sometime around March or April and feature a speed boost with a chip upgrade from the iPhone 6S's A9 to the iPhone 7's A10. No word on the state of the headphone jack, though, but I wouldn't expect it to go away unless something about wireless charging coils requires more internal space. Perhaps we'll see a HomePod and iPhone SE 2 event in the spring. If so, I'll throw in the gold iPhone 10 as a wildcard prediction. KGI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicted that the gold iPhone 10 could launch after silver and space gray before the iPhone 10 was unveiled, and we haven't seen it debut yet. Finally, Apple released two critical security updates to macOS and iOS today. Both macOS 10.12.2 and iOS 11.2.2 include changes to Safari that Apple says mitigate the effects of the Spectre vulnerability that affects chips used in iPhones, iPads, and Macs. Apple recommends all users update to the latest version. Safari on both macOS Sierra and El Capitan were also updated to defend against Spectre. Apple released an explainer last week that includes background on both Meltdown and Spectre, which are speculative execution vulnerabilities in ARM-based and Intel CPUs. macOS and iOS were updated prior to the vulnerability being disclosed, although future updates to include further protection will likely follow. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily on iTunes, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new episodes every Monday through Friday.